Good morning. While the cold front that produced all of the rain yesterday continues to track through New England and off the East Coast, it is slowing down. Meanwhile, a canopy of clouds associated with post-tropical cyclone Michael is blanketing eastern New York and New England. In fact, the rain shield with this system is reaching as far north as central Connecticut, north and east through coastal sections of New England, and these locations could see a period of heavy rain this morning. The storm, though, is racing to the north and east, and as a result, the rain will come to an end fairly quickly from west to east, and gradually, places that still have that canopy of clouds will clear out, revealing a fair amount of sunshine through the middle of the day. With colder air flowing in on a stiff northwest wind today, clouds will tend to mix with sunshine and temperatures will struggle, with most places staying in the 50s to around 60 for afternoon highs. Skies will be partly cloudy tonight and temperatures will drop back to the lower 40s. A wave of low pressure associated with a quick-moving trough through the Great Lakes will produce clouds and some rain showers by sunrise. In fact, a lot of places will have some showers to start the day on Saturday. As that trough lifts through, we'll continue with mostly cloudy skies and just a few scattered showers on Saturday afternoon. It'll be breezy and very cool with highs only in the upper 40s and lower 50s. We'll moderate a bit with a bit more sunshine on Sunday and a mix of sun and clouds in the afternoon, highs in the mid 50s, before another disturbance heads our way on Monday with scattered showers. Out ahead of this disturbance, it'll be quite blustery, but a bit milder with highs in the upper 50s to around 60. But after that disturbance passes by, a reinforcing shot of cooler air will keep it in the lower 50s on Tuesday. Another round of scattered showers on Wednesday, but high temperatures look like they will stay in the lower to mid 50s through the middle of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, Michael continues to become a post-tropical storm as it exits the East Coast and heads out to sea south of Long Island. On this track, it will sideswipe eastern New England with a quick shot of heavy rain and wind. The storm, in fact, is forecast to intensify as it crosses the shipping lanes of the North Atlantic Ocean into the weekend. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Sergio will make landfall along the Baja California coast, weakening as it moves east-northeastward into northern Mexico. Moisture from Sergio may begin streaming into the southwestern United States, with heavy rainfall and flash flooding possible. By the weekend, the remnants should move into the southern plains, which will again bring a threat for heavy rain and flash flooding, mainly across the Texas Panhandle and into Oklahoma. Elsewhere, broad troughing across the west and central parts of the country will produce rain or even a few snow flurries into the central plains. Also, across the nation's midsection, high temperatures will be as much as 10 to 20 degrees below normal, and freeze and frost advisories are in effect for portions of the upper Midwest. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility in fog, 36 degrees, with a west wind at 35 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 9 above zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 57 degrees, the dew point 43, 60% relative humidity, northwest wind at 16, gusting to 25 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.63 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine and windy, lower 60s, Boston rain giving way to increasing sun, windy in the mid 60s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny and windy with a passing shower and highs around 50 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 72 degrees, the low 61, the average temperature 67, that's 16 degrees above normal. 1.04 inches of rain yesterday, 2.25 inches now for the month, which is 93 hundredths of an inch above normal, and 34.13 inches for the year, which is 3.36 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 61 degrees, the average low, 41. The record high, 85, set in 1954 and in 1928, and the record low, 22, in 1964. Sunrise this morning, 7:05 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:18 p.m. 11 hours and 13 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny and windy today with highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, any rain will give way to increasing sunshine, windy and cooler weather today with highs in the lower 60s. Increasing clouds with showers moving in again tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, and the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and windy with a few passing showers today with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Increasing clouds tonight with showers moving in late and lows near 40. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and cooler today with highs around 60. Increasing clouds tonight with showers moving in late at night, lows in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and cooler today with highs in the upper 50s to around 60. Increasing clouds tonight with showers moving in late at night in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers in the morning, partly sunny with scattered showers in the afternoon, lower 50s, a mix of sun and clouds, mid-50s on Sunday, a chance of showers on Monday in the upper 50s, breezy on Tuesday in the lower 50s, back to the mid-50s with a chance of showers Wednesday, and breezy and cool with a mix of sun and clouds Thursday in the lower 50s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.